An assistant district attorney told the court that Mark David Chapman of Hawaii borrowed money and came to New York to stalk and kill Lennon. The police photographer who took Chapman's mugshot said he appeared clean-cut. He looked like Joe College. CBS News correspondent Chris Kelly described him as baby-faced and showing no emotion as the charges against him were read. Chapman's court-appointed attorney revealed his client has twice tried to commit suicide. Chapman was charged with second-degree murder, the most severe charge in New York State since it abolished the death penalty. The suspect was ordered to undergo psychiatric tests before his next court appearance on January 6th. President-elect Ronald Reagan says the murder of John Lennon was tragic, and we have to find an answer to stop such violence. But Mr. Reagan says he remains opposed to new gun control laws. He points out that if someone commits a crime in California and carries a gun while doing it, it means an added 5 to 15 years to the sentence. President Carter, expressing his sorrow at the Lennon death, said John Lennon helped create the music and mood of our time. Now, this message.
Oh, this wet weather. Just what I need with arthritis.
Sarah, try the Anacin Difference.
Difference? All pain relievers are the same.
Not really. Look, two tablets of regular Tylenol, 650 milligrams. Bayer, Bufferin, also 650. But Anacin has 800 milligrams.
More pain reliever.
In a special formula. Well, Sarah,
Anacin really worked for me.
For hours of relief of minor arthritis pain, get the Anacin Difference. Use only as directed.
Here's today's footnote from Dr. Scholes. Even if you're on your feet a lot during the day, you can still walk softly and carry a big smile. Just slip a pair of Dr. Scholl air pillow insoles into your shoes and put a cushion of softness between you and the hard ground. Air pillow insoles are made of the softest latex foam with lots of little ventilating pores to let your feet breathe. And they come in sizes for both men and women. So go to your nearest Dr. Scholl's display and pick up a pair of Dr. Scholl's air pillow insoles, the shock absorbers for your feet.
The NATO defense ministers got an assessment today of preparations for a possible Russian move into Poland. Michael Landers reports from Brussels.
The chairman of NATO's military committee, Admiral Robert Falls of Canada, told the closed-door NATO ministerial conference that Soviet forces could move into Poland in a matter of hours rather than days or weeks. NATO, the admiral told reporters later, would have almost no advance warning.
I want to ensure that you understand that this is an ability, a capability, and has nothing to do whatsoever with any speculation as to whether they will or what their intentions will be. But they are in a state of readiness now that they can move practically without we would hear about it almost after the event.
The defense minister spent most of today discussing the situation in Poland. Tomorrow they are due to focus on the state of NATO's own military forces, with some heated discussion expected on charges made recently by U.S. Defense Secretary Harold Brown that America's European allies are doing far too little to support the West's defense. Michael Landers, CBS News, NATO headquarters, Brussels.
At NATO's request, four American AWACS flying radar stations will be sent to West Germany as early as tomorrow to monitor the Soviet buildup of troops surrounding Poland. The AWACS are equipped with far-reaching radar and other electronic gear that can see up to 300 miles in all directions. The planes, with several hundred airmen who will support the flights, will operate out of Ramstein Air Force Base near Frankfurt, West Germany. The Fair Housing Bill is dead for this session of the Senate. Supporters tried to break a filibuster against it, but could not muster the 60 votes needed. Senator Howard Baker, next year's majority leader, promises to bring it up early in the coming term. Stocks after this message.
There are things you can be sure of.
Remember when things were pure and simple? Before additives, preservatives, and imitation flavors. Well, Minute Maid orange juice still is what it always was. 100% pure, 100% orange juice. That delicious Minute Maid taste is one thing you can always be sure of.
Make sure of the taste. Make it Minute Maid.
Sweet dreams and sweet savings too. Good nights for the kids. Goodbyes for you from Sears.
Kids will be sleeping in style because selected nightwear is on sale at Sears. 25% off now. Save on Winnie the Pooh PJs and nighties for little ones. sleepwear from the Sunny Bunch for bigger girls. Even pajamas and a karate-style robe for older boys. Robes and sleepwear for toddlers to teens. 25% off now through December 13th at Sears.
Good nights for the kids, goodbyes for you.
About 53.25 million shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average at closing had not gone very far, only up 0.34 to stand at 934.04. The average price per share down 4 cents, average price on the MX down 7 cents. Closing gold in New York today was down $21.90 at $591.30. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
CBS News. 25-year-old Mark David Chapman has been formally charged with the murder of John Lennon. But the Manhattan District Attorney's Office says there was a mistake. Chapman did not, after all, have a criminal record. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network, and we have more from Chris Kelly.
The New York City Prosecutor's Office said it made a mistake this afternoon when the judge at Chapman's arraignment was told the alleged killer of John Lennon had a lengthy criminal record. The prosecutors say the error was made in a computer identification of records from Florida officials, that the Chapman listed in that computer is not the Chapman under arrest here. Authorities also say the Chapman wanted in Florida may well be currently in prison in Ohio, and they add that it now appears the accused killer of John Lennon has no previous arrests. Chapman has been ordered to undergo psychiatric tests in the case, which prosecutors call a premeditated, deliberate execution of John Lennon. Chris Kelly, CBS News, New York.
The motive for Lennon's killing is still a mystery. At his arraignment, Chapman, a Georgia native who had been living in Hawaii, did not enter a plea. However, his court-appointed lawyer said Chapman had twice in the past tried to commit suicide. The prosecutor in the case said Chapman had $2,000 with him when he was arrested outside Lennon's New York apartment building last night, money he had borrowed to come to New York. President Carter, in a statement, said he is saddened and distressed by the senseless manner of Lennon's death. Mr. Carter adding that Lennon helped create the music and the mood of our time. President-elect Reagan called Lennon's murder a great tragedy, said we have to find an answer to the violence in the nation's streets. But Mr. Reagan would not back away from his long-standing opposition to gun control. More in a minute.
If you'd like to take advantage of the current high interest rates in today's money market, but want your money available when you need it, take a moment now to call this toll-free number, 800-228-5000. Ask the operator to send you information on Dreyfus Liquid Assets. Find out just how much income growth you can get from one of the world's largest money market mutual funds. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, you have the advantage of making withdrawals by phone or paying larger bills with free redemption checks and continue earning high yields compounded daily till your check clears. You can put money in or take it out anytime with never a sales charge or a penalty. But call now, 800-228-5000, for free information and a prospectus, including management fee, charges, and expenses. 800-228-5000. Study the prospectus carefully before you invest and learn how Dreyfus Liquid Assets can help you get the lion's share from today's high interest rates. 800-228-5000. Toll free, 800-228-5000.
Reportedly, the United States is sending four AWACS radar warning planes to Europe to help the NATO allies monitor developments around the Polish border. The NATO countries have been reviewing contingency measures in case of a Soviet invasion of Poland. Secretary of State Muskie stressed today that although preparations for possible Soviet intervention are complete, the U.S. does not know what, if anything, the Soviets will do.
With respect to that word imminent, which has been tossed around rather freely, the last few days, we have no basis for a judgment as to whether the Soviets have made a decision to use these forces, or if they have, when. So there's no possible basis for us to judge the time frame within any action might be taken.
The Pentagon said today again that there has been no heightened alert for U.S. forces because of the Polish situation. The Senate today could not muster the necessary 60 votes to cut off a filibuster against the Fair Housing Bill. And so, as the Democratic leadership had previously agreed, the measure was withdrawn from consideration. The Senate did, however, manage to shut off another filibuster on the nomination of a top aide of Senator Edward Kennedy to the federal judiciary. That vote was followed quickly by another for confirmation. On a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court has given prosecutors the right to appeal criminal sentences they believe to be too lenient. That, the majority ruled, does not violate constitutional guarantees against double jeopardy. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.34, the big board volume, 53 million shares. And now this.
A Soviet invasion of Poland, says Newsweek magazine this week, would be complex, costly, and dangerous. In a thought-provoking cover story, Newsweek reveals the scope of Russia's troop buildup and potential invasion strategy. With warning bells ringing in Washington and Western Europe, Newsweek probes the alarm in the common market, reveals Poland's readiness to fight back, and profiles Poland's new enforcer. For a clearer understanding of the politics, the pressures, and the probable fallout, read The Invasion Threat, cover story of Newsweek. Nobody gives you the week like Newsweek.
The games babies play. That's my topic for the subject is young people tomorrow on most of these stations. I'm Bob Keeshan. Did you know babies play just for the fun of it when they're as young as a few weeks old? Researchers have found many interesting things about reaction and response in infants, and I'll tell you about them tomorrow when we meet for the subject is young people. I hope you'll join me on most of these CBS Radio Network stations and hear it here.
John Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, has issued a statement saying that there will be no funeral service for her murdered husband. Instead, she says, all Lennon's friends and fans will be asked, at a time to be determined, to hold silent vigil to pray for his soul. John loved and prayed for the human race, said Ono. Please pray the same for him. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
CBS News. Police have filed murder charges against a man they say came to New York with the express purpose of killing former Beatle John Lennon. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. While hundreds of pop music fans mourned outside the apartment building where Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono lived, an arraignment was held for 25-year-old Mark David Chapman, who was accused of having shot Lennon several times last night. So far, there's no hint of what the motive for the killing might have been. Police say Chapman has no previous criminal record. Chapman will now undergo psychiatric testing and observation at a New York hospital. The murder of John Lennon shocked the world, and there was reaction from average people and from those in high places. Among those expressing sadness was President Carter. Lee Thornton has a report.
In his tribute to John Lennon, President Carter said he was saddened by the death of the musician and distressed by the senseless manner of it. Mr. Carter said, it is especially poignant that John Lennon has died by violence, though he had long campaigned for peace. The president's printed statement saluted Lennon for helping to create the music and the mood of our time. The spirit of John Lennon and the Beatles, Mr. Carter said, became the spirit of a whole generation, brash and earnest, ironic and idealistic, all at once. Mr. Carter noted the work of John Lennon was far from done, but he said in what was done, both in partnership with Paul McCartney and in John Lennon's own right, the legacy was extraordinary and permanent. Lee Thornton, CBS News, The White House.
President-elect Reagan called the murder of Lennon tragic and said, we have to find an answer to stop such violence. Lennon's widow said late today there will be no funeral service, but that all his friends and fans would be invited later this week to pray for his soul. More news in a moment.
Reach out and touch someone.
Hello?
Case?
Yeah?
Boy, am I glad you're home.
Suzanne, where are you?
I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yeah, I'm calling you to get cheered up.
Oh, you're calling long distance to be cheered up, huh?
Well, I'm doing that thing, you know, where you call before 8 in the morning and you save 60%.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened.
Well, first thing, no hot water in the building.
Well, you should have just heated some up and thrown it in the air and run under it.
You can save 60% by dialing direct without operator assistance, state to state, except Alaska and Hawaii, from 11 at night till 8 in the morning. 60%.
So what happened? having to me this morning.
I get up, go outside, and the car doesn't start.
Whatever you do, don't throw it up in the air and run under it.
The Bell System.
The Pentagon announced today that the Air Force is sending four of its advanced airborne warning and control planes to West Germany, where the aircraft, with sophisticated radar, will be in a position to monitor Soviet movements in the Polish crisis. The White House said tonight President Carter sent Secretary of State Muskie to a NATO meeting in Brussels with instructions to press strongly for Allied unity in the face of possible Soviet military intervention in Poland. Earlier in the day, Muskie hinted that President Carter may have used the Washington-Moscow hotline to caution Soviet leaders about the consequences of intervention. CBS News has learned that high-ranking Soviet army officers in civilian clothes have now taken over day-to-day operations of the Polish Defense Ministry in Warsaw. The Senate today gave into a filibuster and killed a major civil rights bill. The measure would have provided authorities with sweeping new power to crack down on discrimination in housing. Republican Robert Dole of Kansas promised that the new GOP-controlled Senate will revive the issue.
There'll be a fair housing bill next year, and we're committed to that goal. Senator Baker, as the incoming majority leader, made that a Republican promise, and I assume those Democrats who wanted one today will want one next year. And I think we can have a stronger bill, a better bill. And this lack of invoking cloture is not a defeat for fair housing. It's a postponement.
Today's action clears the way for Senate adjournment, which could come before the end of the week. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.34. The average price per share on the New York Exchange was down 4 cents in the volume 53.2 million shares. Now this.
Now, Republic Airlines is taking off all over the West. Because Republic has acquired Hughes Air West, and the banana is changing color. As Republic Airlines, we're bringing a lot more than just new colors. There's a new feeling, a dedication. Just watch us change. Republic Airlines, joining more of America than any other airline.
Republic Airlines.
Like Minute Maid orange juice, some things never change. Kids.
I'm too old to kiss you, Dad. Can't we shake hands?
And fathers.
Too old? I still kiss my father.
Oh, Dad, that's different.
The great taste of Minute Maid orange juice is never going to change. It's always 100% pure. And we'll be making that same delicious taste when your kids have kids.
Make sure of the taste. Make it big.
In New York today, President-elect Ronald Reagan met with Cardinal Terence Cook, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, in an hour-long discussion on world problems. As he ended the session, Mr. Reagan was asked if he's concerned about the situation in Poland. The President-elect replied, "I think we all are." He declined to answer questions on the situation. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting from Washington with news and commentary on the CBS Radio Network. In less than a week, two well-known, extremely talented, creative men, both in the prime of their lives, have been shot and killed. The victims were very different, and so were the circumstances of their deaths. So were the alleged murderers. But they all are variations on a common theme. A tale of two murders after this message.
I am Tosana, a princess, last flower of the Comanche. My story is 100 years old. But it still lives in the ground my people walked, the blood we spilled, the love we made, and the tears we shed in the name of freedom.
Last Flower, more than an historical novel, more than a romance. Last Flower, it's something new from pocketbooks.
The place, a hospital in Nebraska. A cancer specialist needs a complex analysis of his patient's blood.
Doctor, when will I know?
As soon as I hear from the lab in California.
California? That's 1,000 miles away.
They ship the package by express mail service. We'll know tomorrow.
Overnight,
express mail service delivers.
Thanks for the quick answer, Doc.
Express mail next day service. Overnight from over 2,000 post offices, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
Last night, John Lennon was shot outside his apartment building on New York City's West Side. The singer, songwriter, former member of the Beatles, was rushed to the hospital, but doctors pronounced him dead shortly afterward. Almost 1,000 people, many weeping, jammed the sidewalk in front of the apartment building afterward. Hundreds more lit candles and ringed the hospital in silent tribute to a very gifted musician and a fallen legend. Lennon was 40. John Lennon was not the victim of a mugging. His assailant was described by police as a screwball who called out the musician's name before blasting away with a .38 caliber pistol. Dr. Michael Halberstam was not nearly so famous as John Lennon, but he was well known and admired in the Washington, D.C. area, where he lived and worked. A brilliant cardiologist and author both of fiction and nonfiction works, brother of David Halberstam, the journalist. Michael Halberstam was 48 when he was gunned down last Friday night. Returning home, he and his wife had surprised a thief in the house. The thief fired 5 shots from a .32 caliber pistol, 2 of which hit Halberstam in the chest. He died later on the operating table. Halberstam's assailant was a professional, a burglar, an escaped convict who had eluded police for 6 years. 2 very different cases of murder, except that both are prominent examples of a national epidemic, death by handgun. There were 21,456 murders in the United States last year, up 10% from the year before, and the figure is up another 3% for the first 6 months of this year. Roughly half those murders were committed with handguns. But the nation has no gun control laws, even for handguns, and it seems incapable of passing any. Time and time again since the rash of political assassinations in the 1960s, polls have shown that most Americans favor gun control, but the numbers of supporters are consistently outgunned by the greater intensity and organization of opponents. The gun lobby has proved itself extremely powerful and effective, and rare is the politician who will even broach the subject around election time. Some cities and localities have gun control laws, but their efforts at control are often thwarted by the ease with which guns can be purchased elsewhere, by the lack of national controls. New York has one of the nation's toughest gun control laws, but the weapon that killed John Lennon was purchased in Honolulu. An effective national gun control law still might not have prevented Michael Halberstam's murderer from obtaining that .32 caliber pistol, but then again, it might have. It might also have saved John Lennon's life and the lives of who knows how many other vibrant, creative human beings.
Now, from JCPenney, just in time for Christmas, $120 savings on a microwave oven.
I love it.
An auto-sensor microwave that automatically computes cook time, defrosts at a touch, even remembers recipes.
I love it.
And there are great buys, too, on space-saving microwave carts by O'Sullivan.
I love it.
$120 savings on an auto-sensor microwave, just in time for Christmas, at JCPenney, now.
I love it. Who are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
This is Motor Crime Guide reporting for CBS News.
CBS News, Soviet military influence in Poland reportedly is growing. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. CBS News has learned that high-ranking Soviet Army officers in civilian clothes now have taken over day-to-day operations of the Polish Defense Ministry in Warsaw. In recent days, the Polish Army has been indicating it may step in to deal with any new labor troubles, an alternative perhaps to direct Soviet military intervention. There are other unconfirmed reports from Warsaw that the Soviets have now asked the Polish government for permission to move 4 military divisions across Poland into East Germany. But U.S. officials in Washington call those just rumors. President Carter wants Allied unity on the issue of possible Soviet intervention in Poland. New Secretary Jody Powell says State Secretary Muskie is going to the NATO conference in Brussels with precise instructions to push hard for unity. Muskie left for Brussels tonight. But some U.S. officials say they doubt the NATO meeting will come up with any specific agreement on unified Allied response. Muskie says he won't talk publicly now about the message he's taking to Brussels. He says talks with the Allies are in order first.
Been going over their own options. And until we're in a position to share those and to hear each other's points of view about the viability of one option or another, it is not useful to put each other on the spot publicly buy a laundry list of possible options.
The NATO ministers have asked for and are getting four of the sophisticated AWACS radar planes from the U.S. to monitor Poland's borders. They'll operate out of West Germany and will be under U.S. command. More news in a minute.
Now, Republic Airlines is taking off all over the West because Republic has acquired Hughes Air West and the banana is changing color. As Republic Airlines, we're bringing a lot more than just new colors. There's a new feeling, a dedication. Just watch us change. Republic Airlines, joining more of America than any other airline.
Republic Airlines, we're taking off and we're taking you there. Republic Airlines.
When even I stopped going to my own coffee club, I knew something was wrong. It had to be my coffee. Then I switched to new improved Kava Instant. Now no one leaves my house with a bitter feeling. Kava's the only 90% acid neutralized coffee. That means it tastes less bitter when you drink it, so it feels better after. And with its improved blend of coffee beans, Kava tastes better than ever. Now my coffee club is so popular, I even turned down my own mother.
New improved Kava Instant. Tastes better when you drink it, so it feels better after.
Mark Chapman, a 25-year-old man accused of murdering former Beatle John Lennon last night, has been sent to a New York hospital for psychiatric examination. Prosecutors say he came to New York expressly to kill Lennon. The defense attorney asked for the psychiatric testing and says Chapman twice attempted suicide. He grew up in Georgia, and Pam Olson looks into his history.
Mark David Chapman was described by friends who knew him in high school as a straight arrow. But like many at his age, he went through a stage of long hair and shabby clothing. But before he graduated from high school in 1973, he went through another transformation. During his junior year, he went through a religious experience. He cut his hair and became more soft-spoken, more introspective. He participated in the chorus. For a brief time, he was in a rock band. He had a big record collection. He was a John Lennon fan. Except for a routine speeding ticket, Chapman had no criminal record in Atlanta. His father and stepmother still live in the city. They had no comment for news reporters today. Pam Olson, CBS News, Atlanta.
Cuban troops in Havana have ended a hostage siege that began earlier today at the Vatican Embassy. They used tear gas to flush out 14 armed Cubans who'd held three nuns hostage in a reported attempt to gain political asylum outside of Cuba. The U.S. team investigating the murders last week of three American nuns and a social worker in El Salvador have now left that country for the U.S. They're expected to report to President Carter later this week. The ruling Salvadorian junta has agreed to set up a commission to investigate the killings and may ask for some sort of U.S. help in doing so. More news in a minute.
Here's another first from Amana. A first and only. Amana is the first and only manufacturer of microwave ovens exempted from displaying the U.S. government safety warning label. That's because after passing a series of tough government safety tests, the Amana radar range microwave oven didn't just meet federal safety standards, it exceeded them. And no other manufacturer can make that claim. Remember, if it doesn't say Amana, it's not a radar range.
A family that's close shares the bad and the good. In colds and flu season, when everybody in the family shares aches, fever, and sore throat pain, millions of families also share one pain reliever, Bayer aspirin. Bayer, because their whole family can use it. Bayer, because nothing else short of a prescription can do more for the aches, fever, and sore throat pain. When colds and flu make the rounds in your family, so should Bayer aspirin. Remember, rest, fluids, and all you need is Bayer. Use only as directed.
In Washington, aides to Ronald Reagan say the president-elect, who says he'll slash the federal budget, is busting the budget as far as the transition is concerned. The government allows $2 million for the transition. The Reagan team expects to spend about $3 million. They say they planned it that way and will ask for private donations to make up the difference. David Jackson, CBS News.